Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things there that will help you with your small business, including the past interviews that we've done with Jack Aldrich and probably some articles there that he's written that he's allowed us to post on his on our website. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our poll question. Every week we ask a different question. Want to know what you think. So check it out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jack Aldrich is our guest, U-L-D-R-I-C-H. His new book, which is literally the ink is wet on the pages as we speak, about to be shipped out to everybody, Higher Unlearning. He's got 39 lessons in that book on how to unlearn things. Jack, a friend of mine, Tom Feltenstein, said this in one of his books, be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. Isn't that what unlearning is all about?
That really is. And can I give you a story that I think will really resonate
Yep.
with small business owners? This just happened last year. People in business love to think they really know their customers. And they do know their customers, but they don't know them as well as they think. So here's the story. A year ago, McDonald's franchise wanted to increase the sales of their shakes. So they hired a bunch of consultants, and the consultants came in and said, oh, you need to make them thicker or colder or, you know, you have to change the texture. But only one came in and he looked at the data. And you know what the data showed? Showed in most urban areas, 80% of all shakes were sold at 8 o'clock in the morning. And
what?
That was very counterintuitive, but that's what the data said. But once he dove into the data, what they discovered is these people in urban areas, they were stuck in traffic jams. So as they were driving, they didn't want a hot coffee that would spill. They didn't want something that would that was greasy, that would mess up their what they were wearing. They did want something that would sustain them for 35 to 45 minutes.
I didn't know you could buy a shake at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'd love to have a shake for breakfast, but I didn't know you could buy one at that time. You completely changed my breakfast paradigm now, Jack.
but here's the punchline. We're now collecting so much data on our customers that we're figuring out how to come to these insights, but many of these insights are going to be counterintuitive, or you're going to say, well, that's not right.
Right.
I know my customers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that. Well, if the data says they do, you want to look into it because you might be able to spot a huge opportunity.
Well, one of the things that goes along with what you're saying here, there's so many things that we do in our businesses that it's the way we want to do it. It's the way we want to work it. It's the way we want to behave and to practice. And we assume that since that's the way we like what we like, that that's what customers like. We assume that since customers are actually doing these things, that that's what they like. Well, that's probably not true. This is probably something that you did 20 years ago or 30 years ago, and today it's different. You got to keep testing, don't you? You got to keep checking.
You do, and I will tell you, Jim, I'm a believer in just simple little exercises. It's summer now, and I live in Minnesota, and we eat a lot of corn on the cob. But instinctively, all of us eat our corn one way. We either eat it like an old typewriter, and we go row by row, or we
right.
spin it. Now, there's no right or wrong.
I go left to right like
the way you normally do it.
I go left to right like a typewriter, Jack.
What's that?
I go left to right like a typewriter.
Oh, okay. Well, now try doing it the other way. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer, but we have to get in the habit of breaking out of our habit. And here's what's fascinating is that literally when you do something different like that, your brain, the neurons in your brain are firing in a different way. So your mind is literally being forced
mm-hmm.
to open up itself a little bit. And that's what we need to do in order to unlearn. We have to open our mind. We have to break our habit, these old habits, to see new opportunities, to better understand our customers. Because there are customers who eat their corn differently than you and I, and we have to appreciate that.
Well, I'm actually, we're eating fresh corn these days on the cob. In fact, I had some yesterday. So I'm going to go crazy next time. So later this week, I'm going to roll my corn instead of doing the typewriter thing. But no, you're absolutely correct. And we're small business owners are the worst in the world at this, because it works for us. You know, our buddy Joel Barker calls them paradigms. We get these paradigms that the way we think things ought to be, the way we've learned how to be successful doing this. And we don't want to break that chain, do we? We don't want to break that. And it's human nature to be this way, and it can really be holding us back, right?
It really can. I mean, I know that a lot of your owners look at social media, and they go Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and they go, that's a colossal waste of time. Well, there are those opportunities to waste time on all of those sites, but social media really has an opportunity for you to engage your customer in new ways, to advertise in fundamentally new ways.
Right.
And just because you're not comfortable with it or you don't understand it, here, one of my big lessons of unlearning is get yourself a reverse mentor. We always tend to think of mentors as being older.
Jack, hold on to that thought. I want you to tell us about the reverse mentor after these messages.
Okay.
I've been around a long time, and I know all about mentors and mentees, but I never heard of a reverse mentor, and I bet you never have either, so don't go away. We're going to be right back. Tintail, Jack Oldrick is our guest. I told you we get smarter when Jack joined us.
Blue, blue, blue sweat shoe. Blue, blue, blue sweat shoe. Yeah!
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.